In the pregame show, we talk now with Bethel Park head coach Ben O'Connor. Coach, since taking over as head coach in 2009, you've seen the Bethel Park program go from 4 wins in your first season to 3 straight playoff appearances. With steady improvement, do you like the direction the program's headed?
Absolutely. We've had a group of kids the whole time we've been here that have bought into the system. And to be honest, every year we've gotten a little bit better. And the kids have just gotten tougher and just understand what the rules are. Couldn't be more proud of where we are at this point.
So far this season, the Blackhawks are 3-1, including a section win over Peters Township earlier in the week. How do you feel things have gone for the team in the early going this year?
Not bad. We still got a couple guys that are still trying to figure out, you know, where they fit in and what they can do. But, 3-1, not bad. 4-0, of course, would be better. But we won the one that mattered. That was at Peters.
You lost 7 seniors from last year's playoff team, but you also went deep on your bench with many of your then juniors seeing playing time. How valuable is that depth right now?
Extremely valuable. Every team I've coached, we always find a way to get 9-10 guys playing time, and sometimes even 11 or 12, and that helps you in the future, but it also helps you in the current time now. Guys get hurt, guys get sick, guys foul out, and a team that has depth doesn't miss a beat.
A pretty good team last year, and looking at last year's group, ran into a buzzsaw in the Newcastle Red Hurricanes last season. Is there anything that your team learned from those losses against the state champions?
Well, I think they just learned it, that that's what it's like to play at the highest level. Not only was that team talented, but they played so hard. And the amount of pride that they had for Newcastle was just unmatched. And I think we got a chance to see as good as a team as there's been in maybe 10 years. And you can't duplicate that in practice. So to see it firsthand in the Whippoels and at the PIAA, it's just not fun, but it's a great learning experience.
Looking at some of the individuals on this year's team, you bring back all section guard Joey Mascaro. How important is he to what your team does?
Joey's really important. He's Joey. He can do a little bit of everything, but as a senior guard that can handle the ball, that can score, and just understands what we're doing defensively, it's just an invaluable part of our team.
Along with Mascaro, Anthony Bomar gives you a formidable duo at guard. How does he help take the pressure off Mascaro?
Same as Joey, as far as being a senior guard, but Anthony's able to be the point for us. He is a pure point guard, which allows Joey to be more of a scorer at times. And to have a point guard one and a point guard two on the floor is a really cool thing as a coach.
Jake Dixon, a 6'6 center who's really controlled the paint in the early going. Tell us about him and how much of a presence he is on the floor.
Jake's a great athlete. I mean, at 6'6, you can't teach that, but a phenomenal athlete, football, volleyball, basketball. He just he does a lot of things that you can't teach, and one of them, of course, is being 6'6.
As noted earlier, the Bethel Park Blackhawks have made the playoffs 3 straight seasons, looking for a fourth this year. Surely a playoff spot is on the radar, but I'm sure a section title is as well. Going against the reigning section champions tonight, how nice would it be to pick up a victory against Upper St. Clair to raise the early season confidence?
Well, St. Clair's the section champs the last 2 years, and we finished second place the last 2 years to them. So it's nice to beat them, but it's no different than beating Peters Township or Canamac or Baldwin or Moon. It's a section win. It just happens to be against a good opponent.
And looking at your opponent tonight, what are the keys for you to get a win tonight?
Well, I think you got to get through the emotions of a rivalry heated game, and you got to worry about what goes on between the lines. And the biggest thing with playing them is they compete and they are tough, and you got to exceed that competition and how hard they play while keeping a level of focus. Easier said than done when you got a group of 16, 17-year-olds to execute while playing with a ton of emotion. So that'll be the biggest key tonight.
It's Bethel Park head coach Ben O'Connor. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you. Happy holidays.